चैतन्य महाप्रभु चैतन्य चरितामृत
बजहु रे मन श्रीनंद नंदन अभय चरण बजहु रे मन नंदन रे मन विनंद नंदन अभय चरण रे दुर्लभ मानव जन्म सत्संगे तरहो हे भव सिंधु रे सब मानव नम सत्संगे तरहो हे भव सिंधु रे सजहु रे मन श्रीनंद नंदन अभय चरण रे शीत आतब बात बारिशन हे दिन जामिनी जागिरे बात बारिशन हे दिन जामिनी अगिरे विपल से विनो कृपण दुरीजन विपल सुखल से विनो कृपण दुरीजन सुखल बलाजहु रे मन श्रीनंद नंदन चरण जो रे मन केतन यौवन पुत्र परिजन इसे क्रिया छे करती धीरे केतन यौवन परिजन इत किया थे नीरे कमल जल जल जीवन तलमल कमल जल जल जीवन तलमल जहु हरि कद कमल दल जल जीवन तल मल जहु हरि कद तल मल जहु कद श्रवण कीर्तन स्मरण वंदन पाद सेवन सासरे कीर्तन स्मरण वंदन पाद सेवन चरे पूजन चकिजन आत्मनिवेदन पूजन चकिजन आत्मनिवेदन जहु रे मन श्रीनंद नंदन रे मन नंदन दुर्लभ मानव जन्म सत्संगे तरहुए भव सिंधु रे दुर्लभ मानव जन्म सत्संगे तरहुए भव सिंधु रे जहु रे मन Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. परिव्राज कचारी अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ की श्री श्री गौर निताय की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली ओरिज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली ओरिज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली ओरिज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद. वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम मध्य लीला चैप्टर 15 वर्स नंबर 42. नित्यानंदे आज्ञा दीला यः गौड़देशे अनर्गल प्रेम भक्ति करीह प्रकाशे. नित्यानंदे आज्ञा दीला यः गौड़देशे अनर्गल प्रेम भक्ति करीह प्रकाशे. नित्यानंदे अज्ञा दिला यह गौरदेशे अनर्गल प्रेम भक्ति करीह प्रकाशे. डू यू हैव ए बुक्स? नो
नो बुक
नथिंग. नित्यानंदे अंटू नित्यानंद प्रभु आज्ञा दिला लॉर्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ordered yaha gaud deshe go to gaud desh Bengal anargala without restriction prema bhakti devotional service in love of Godhead kariha prakashe manifest. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Nice lady you have, you are lucky here. Feel like stealing away. Yeah. You people are very lucky, you know. I envy you. Anyway, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityanand Prabhu go to Bengal and without restriction manifest devotional service to the Lord Krishna consciousness. Again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityanand Prabhu,
go to Bengal
and without restriction manifest devotional service to the Lord, Krishna consciousness. Purport by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu thus ordered Nityanand Prabhu to deliver all the Bengalis to devotional service. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Mām hi pārtha vipāśritya epi sihu pāpayonaya striyo vishyas tathā śudras tepi yanti param gatim. O son of Pritha, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, as well as shudra workers, can approach the supreme destination. Whoever takes to Krishna consciousness and follows the regulative principles can return home back to Godhead. In his Anubhashya, Śrīla Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes, there is a class of so-called devotees called Prakrit Sahajiyas, who think that Nityanand Prabhu is an ordinary human being. They have spread the news that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityanand Prabhu to return to Bengal from Orissa just to marry and beget children. This is certainly a great offense against Nityanand Prabhu. Such an offense is called Pashanda Buddhi or an atheistic remark. Offenders consider Nityanand Prabhu to be like one of them, an ordinary human being. They do not know of Nityanand Prabhu's identity with the Vishnu Tattva. Thinking Nityanand Prabhu to be an ordinary human being is the business of mental speculators known as Kunapatmavadis. Kunap, kunap means bag, you know, kunap. In Sanskrit, kunap means bag. And a kunatma means our body is to be regarded as a bag of bones and blood and flesh. Now that is kunap, kunapatmavadis. Very nice word. Jai, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Thinking Nityanand Prabhu to be an ordinary human being is the business of mental speculators as kunapatmavadis. You know that verse from Srimad Bhagavatam in which kunap word is used? Yes, yasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke. Yasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke. Swadhi kalatra adhishu bhaumidhyadi. Yattirtha buddhi salilena karichit. Janeshu apikneshu saeva gokhara. Gokhara, Vyas Bhagavan calls these living entities. At least Prabhupada is very kind to them to call him kunapatmavadi. The Vyas Bhagavan is more bitter. He says, go khara, you know. Khara means acid. Cows and acid. They are. Oh, Vyas Bhagavan is very upset. So, thinking Nityanand Prabhu to be an ordinary human being is the business of mental speculators known as kunmatmavadis. These people accept the material body which has a bag of three material elements. You couldn't pay three dhatu, you see? He has quoted. Śrīla Prabhupāda thinks, very nice. Kuna pay three dhatu, okay. Just we saw, you know, yasyatma buddhi, whose atma buddhi, whose attachment is to kuna pay three dhatu, okay. Three dhatu, okay, means three elements. You know, in our body, according to Ayurvedic medical science in India, they have very clearly mentioned that our body has these three elements. What is kapha vata pittai? You know, kapha means mucus, vata means air, and pitta means bile. These are the three. And all these three elements are needed in our body. You know, because of the kapha, a solidified kapha has given us the different limbs of the body. We must be very clear about this, you know. Our lungs, our intestines, all these different limbs are made of the kapha. And the same time, it should not be excess in our body. You know, it should be maintained always. And if you can maintain the proportion of kapha in your body, then you will never lose your health. Kapha means mucus. Mucus. Solidified mucus gives us the different limbs of our body. So kapha is needed. You know, air is needed. Bile is needed. These things are definitely essential for our body. But at the same time, we have to be very, I don't know how we can be clever into that, you know. It's nothing is in our hands. And even then, we have to control these three things. You can't do it, and even then you have to do it. Oh, it's just like a
can't tell you what is it, you know. We cannot control it, you know. It's not in our hands. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. You know, Krishna is very clear that under my adhyakshata, under my superintendence, these char and achar, there is moving and non-moving living entities, are working. So everything is under his control. And we unnaturally take credit that I am controlling the cough. I don't have the cough, you know. No, it cannot be. As soon as there is excess of cough, then you will cough out, you know. Particularly in old age, when the liver really slows down its job. In the young age, where is that young man gone? Bruno? Huh? Oh, is he helping kitchen? Yeah. Do they hear in the kitchen? Huh, that's nice. Because in young age, all the limbs are very powerful, you know. So, some or the other, by our controlled life, we must keep our all the limbs working till we pass away. That is the secret of the whole endeavor, you know. We are assembling here, we are trying to understand these things just to keep ourselves fit. And some or the other we have to do it. The best way is shown is that our mind should be diverted to the spiritual activities and not to the matter. We should be very clear in our mind that we have nothing to do with the matter. And if we can understand this simple truth, that we don't have to do anything with the matter, then we can keep our health very nice. And this is the secret, you know. We people, I have come here from 4 o'clock in the morning. We could have slept, you know, very nicely, up to 8 o'clock, or maybe 10 o'clock. You know, today is Sunday. It's karmis, we get up at midday. And this season is very nice to sleep. You know, no sunshine. As it is, there is no sunshine. And then again winter. And this fog and wind and cold and rain and you know, the whole narka, the whole hell is here. This is known as Antwerp hell. Because you can't see anything and you don't feel like getting up. But some or the other we should cultivate our whole existence that we should never be able to take rest after 3:30 in the morning. Your eyes must open at 3:30. Must. There should be no excuse. Otherwise, if you give in one day that you can't get up because you got down late or went to bed late and today you can't get up at 3:30, means you are losing. You should be cruel to yourself regarding this. And in the beginning you have to be cruel. And then slowly you will get habituated and the time will come when you will not be able to rest after 3:30. And that is the perfection. Before we start any spiritual progress, this is the progress we have to make. And unless you get up at 3:30 and unless you seriously utilize your time, you are going to glide down to the material whirlpool again without fail, without fail. Without fail. Prabhupada was not mad, you know, he didn't change the Mangalarti time. Didn't change. Chaitanya Prabhu, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very young age he took sannyas, you know. Very young age, nice beautiful wife was there, mother was there, and there was nobody to look after them. And even then, he just left. And since then, all the way he was travelling. And we are calling ourselves the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then carrying a 20 kilo in our belly stool. The belly cannot be allowed in Krishna consciousness. You have to reduce your belly. You have to reduce your proportion of the stool. And how to do it? Get up at 3:30. Get up. Whip yourself if you can't get up. There should be no excuse. Once you give the excuse, there will be a chain of excuses. And daily you will have some excuse. Daily you will have some excuse. Don't be kind to yourself. I think unkind is the best word. Don't be unkind to yourself by taking rest after 3:30 or 4 o'clock. Please, please, please come to this. Otherwise, we are going to glide down to this Kunapetri Dhatuki. We are getting to it. As it is, we are very much attached. As it is, we want to massage the body and we want to do this and we want to do that and we want to do so many things just to keep this flesh and blood in order. You know? So many things. Out of 24 hours, 23 hours and 59 minutes are gone into this. And 1 minute maybe we are just Who is going to help you, rascal? Who is going to help you? You get up, don't sleep. don't sleep. That is what Srila Prabhupada means here, you know. These people accept the material body, which is a bag of three material elements, kunapetri dhatuke, as themselves. They think that Nityananda Prabhu's body was similarly material and it was meant for sense gratification. We are all Nityananda Prabhus, if we call Nityananda Prabhu like this. Frankly speaking, Nityananda Prabhu, he is Vishnu Tattva, and we are placing ourselves in his position. This is a very nice description. It was similarly mental, material. Body was similarly material, that is what we think, and it was meant for sense gratification, nothing else. Just like a dog, get up, find out some food, have some sex, and roam about, and come back and lie down, again in the fear, again get up, again same thing, charvita charvana now, same chewing the chew. Whoever thinks in this way is a candidate for the darkest regions of hell. Those who hanker after women and money, who are self-interested and have the mentality of merchants, can certainly discover many things with their fertile brains and speak against the authorized revealed scriptures. What? I'm just pointing out.
No.
Oh. You have to come to your senses. Jai. Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Those who hanker after women. Don't look at me. Those who hanker after women and money, who are self-interested and have the mentality of merchants, can certainly discover many things with their fertile brains. Have you got a fertile brain, regarding that side? This is very difficult, it is very difficult. And speak against the authorized revealed scriptures. They also engage in some money-making businesses to cheat innocent people, and they try to support their business programs by making such offensive statements. Actually, Nityananda Prabhu, being the expansion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the most munificent incarnation. No one should consider him an ordinary human being or an entity like the Prajapatis, who were ordered by Brahma to increase the generation. Nityananda Prabhu should not be considered instrumental for sense gratification. Although professional so-called preachers support this, such statements are not found in any authorized scriptures. Actually, there is no support for these statements made by sahajas or other professional distributors of Krishna Bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Guroho Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalitan Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Tute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalptarvesha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namunamaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. Very nice, you know, three, four lines. Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram ഭക്താഖ്യം ഭക്തരൂ നമാമി ഭക്തശക്തികം. There are five different expansions of Lord Sri Krishna. He says, I pay obeisances to all these five expansions of the Lord. That is, the first one is a devotee, bhakta rupa swarupakam, swarupakam, swa, our own, our own constitutional position is to be a bhakta, bhakta rupa swarupakam, and bhaktavataram, incarnation of bhakta, devotee incarnation, and bhaktakhyam, devotee manifestation. And then namami, bhakta, pure devotees, shaktikam, the energy of devotees, the devotee energy, all these five different manifestations of Krishna I pay obeisances to, and that's why we see the pancha tattva. This is the devotee incarnation. As we all know that the Lord wanted to test the mellow which Radharani experienced in performing the devotional service to the Lord. And he was surprised that how could she do that? And what is that she is attracted to? And so he decided to come here on this planet as a devotee incarnation. Pancha tattva atmakam Krishna bhakta rupa swarupakam bhaktavat bhaktakhyam namami bhakta shaktikam. There is nice glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Charitamrita in one of the nice verses, Before we enter into the mysteries of these scriptures, we must hammer on our mind that it is very important to go through them. Unless we are attracted to them, we will not be able to go through. And that is our main purpose of reciting all these verses and trying to understand, Otherwise we can just go straight to the scriptures. But we cannot do it. Well, unless you are attracted, you will not be thinking about always, You are attracted to your wife, so you think always for your wife, However hard you try, the wife doesn't go out of your brain. The same way, we should be attracted to the Lord and to the scriptures, because non-different. The scriptures and Lord are non-different. The thing which we like very much, we never forget. Belgium francs, is it today, here? Belgium francs. And bank, which is the bank? Which is your bank? BSC. So he doesn't forget BSC. Because he likes, And francs. Goes there every now and then, And just passes through and shows the people, this is my bank. He may have only few francs there, or maybe 10 million. But whatever it is, our mind is always attracted to it. Our mind is always attracted. This Lakshmi without Narayan. We are just attracted. Ravana. We are all Ravanas. Attracted to Sita, not Ram. And then the result we know. And we experience the result. So we must be attracted to these pages and to the purports by Srila Prabhupada particularly. And that's why we have to hammer out these things over our minds again and again and again and again. And you will definitely come. Everybody should be very serious about these things. And particularly we who are in a position to be of some leader, of the society. The ordinary people come here and they look at you. They want to find out that what is special in you. That somehow or the other, maybe half-heartedly, outwardly, we have left the outside things. And we are here. Not with full heart. Don't be under the impression that your heart is here. But even then, we have changed our dress and we have shaved off and put on nice tilaks. Wonderful boy he looks. He shines like a sun. And then people want to know that what is he doing to look like this? This is the way people look to us. And that verse from Bhagavad Gita, What is it that the great person says they do? Yes, acharyati. You are hungry, I think, today. Because yesterday she had prasadam in the afternoon, and then it was a watery khichdi in the evening. And then khichdi could not go to the corner of my body. I was just searching, where is Kichari? Madan Kichai. We'll remember you for the whole of lifetime. We have never seen Kichari like that. It was as good as yellow water. Anyway, Madan Kichai. Now today I think we are awaiting a nice feast. So, the point was that people look at us, you know, as somebody who can guide the society. Yad yad acharati sreta, tad tad eva itara jana, sayat pramanam kurute, lokaha tad anuvartate. In this way, you should tear out all the words from Bhagavad Gita. And then if you nicely understand the words of the whole verse, then you read in between the words. We don't want to read the meaning of the words. We want to read in between. And that in between should be our life. That is the secret. Verses are alright. They are written in the book. And the meanings are given by Srila Prabhupada. And translations are given. But no, we have to go to the deep meaning. And that is what is there in between the lines. And if you can realize that in between meaning, then that will be your existence. And everywhere you will find the same thing. Ekeha Kurunandal. Ekeha, ek. Only one thing you will find. And that you have to come to the Lord. This is our destination. But to reach to that destination, we have to hammer out our mind daily. We go to Brahma Sanhita then. Then how to achieve that end? You know, Bhagavad Prema Lakshana, Bhakti. You know, how to attain that? And then in Brahma Sanhita, very nice stages are described. Pramanahi tatsadacharahi abhyasahi nirantaram bodhayan atmana atmanam bhaktimapi uttamam labhe. Again, each word, whichever words you learn, please learn the words. And then you go to the in-between, as I told you. In-between. And that will take a time. Unless you try to understand the words, unless you try to understand each word, and then maybe in this lifetime you will be able to read in-between. The more you hear, the more you realize, the more you try, again and again and again and again and again, from 3:30 in the morning, then you will be able to do it. You sleep and you lose. You sleep and you lose. You sleep and you lose. Now you have to decide whether to get up and gain or sleep and lose. Please try to select. Sleep, lose. Get up, gain. So you know, get up, gain. Decide, you have to decide. Either you get up and be in a profit side, or you sleep and you destroy yourself. Do whatever you like. And whatever you do, the result will be there. And this is how we so-called leaders of the society. Really, we are becoming phony leaders. We are not nice leaders. If you are a leader, you should be here at 4 o'clock in the morning. Otherwise, you don't have any right to be a leader. Don't have any right to be a leader. Lead. Leader means what is it? Who leads? Who is leading Mangala Arati? If that Bruno is leading Mangala Arati, he is the leader. Do you understand the meaning of leader? Have you understood the meaning of leader? All leaders must be here at 4 o'clock in the morning. All leaders must open the scriptures and get through it. Now, we are already in a second generation of the ISKCON movement. First generation was a monkey generation. Prabhupada just caught them and gave them Mahamantra. You know, you monkeys come here and dance. And they came here and started dancing. Now, enough of that monkey business. We are not, no more monkeys now. This is not the first generation. Now, if Prabhupada would have been alive, he would have forced you to sit here and read the scriptures for 4 hours. This is the stage now we are coming to. When our generation will go to Mayapur and sit for hours together and months together to go through all this literature, like Shad Goswamis, what did they do? They left their own jobs, very lucrative jobs, and they went to Vrindavan and put on cowpin and just started to write about this philosophy. Now this is the stage we are coming to. No more now dilly-dallying here and there, here and there, here and there. No. No, you have to be strict. And if you are strict, you can lead. If you are not strict, you leave the leadership and sit at home and sleep. And we will not disturb you up to midnight. I'm sorry, midday. You know, this is how everybody should be serious about this. Why these 4 or 5 people are sitting here? We are so many here. We must come to our senses. and we must try this very sincerely and seriously. And unless you sit for hours together, you will not be able to understand these things. Enough that we have made a beginning now. It was nearly 25 years before we made the beginning. Now is the time when we should scratch our heads and try to find out what Srila Prabhupada says and what we can elaborate out of it. The same way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had spoken only 8 verses and preached here and there on the bank of Ganges or somewhere, you know. And then those Shad Goswamis, they caught hold of the whole philosophy and they have produced so much literature. It is our responsibility now to catch hold of Prabhupada's ideas and Prabhupada's whole endeavor in doing these things, and we have to elaborate these literature according to our own times and circumstances and the whole situation. Otherwise, we will be losing this. We will not be able to catch this. Prabhupada has done enough endeavor, and for this we have to be very serious. And then we come to that verse, you know, which describes very nice Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. Yes, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnodkirtana, Krishnodkirtana, Gana Nartana Kala, Pathojani Brajita, Sadbhakta Valihansa Chakra Madhupa Shreni Viharastadam, Karnanandi Kala Swaradhanir Vahatume, Jivamaru Prangane, Shri Chaitanya Dayanide Tavarasal Leela Sudhaswardhani. Very nice verse regarding the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are described on all the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Utkirtana Gana Nartana Kala Pathojani Brajita. Then second, Sad Bhaktavali Hansa Chakra Madhupa Shrenim Viharas Padam Karnanandi. It is very anandi to Karna. It's very blissful to hear. Melodious, you know. Karnanandi Kal. Melodious. Swaradhuni. The whole sound is very melodious. And how is it? Jivva Maru Prangane. Jivva means tongue. And Maru means dry. If our dry tongue is dry and you take the water and sip the water, it becomes very wet, you know. And very nice feeling. The same way, Maru means desert. In the desert, you know, during the daytime, it's extremely hot. And if there is a drop of water or some water drops on the soil, how nice the soil feels, you know, in desert. That is how our life is desert-like. So many miseries we are surrounded by. But as soon as you come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and take up to this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. It's a drop of water in the desert. Our life is a desert, full of miseries, you know. Our own body is miserable. Other people trouble us. There are so many natural calamities. And then again, birth, death, disease and old age and all these are miseries. And so many miseries we again ourselves create. So it is all a desert of miseries. And as soon as you take up to this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. You have to take to this. And if you can take to this, how you should do it? Chaitanya Krupante Tavarasal Leela Swaraduni. You know, we have to take to the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada has done labor for us. He has translated the whole thing word by word, even from Bengali or Sanskrit or whatever it is, and given us nice enlightening purports. Now we should come to this book and try to find out the importance of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then that sudha, that nectar will be on our tongue. And if we can get that nectar, definitely we will be elevated spiritually and we will be material also, we will be very happy. This is the meaning of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And with this, we come to this, you know, this purport. It's very important that as soon as we come to this purport, the first thing the Lord has insisted that you go to Bengal and spread the devotional service. Bring the living entities to the devotional service. The same activity in different forms we are performing. You are going, for example, you sell the painting. Then we sell some Krishna paintings or some Rajasthani paintings or something like that. So we are distributing Krishna consciousness, you know, devotional service. And somehow or the other, we are attracting them to the temple. And these living entities, those fortunate living entities, those who come here, then they get entangled into the temple activities more and more. And then they cannot keep apart. And then we create a faith into them, which is, we have the faith. It is our constitutional position to have faith. Being the part and parcel of Krishna, we cannot be separate from Him any time. But that faith is covered now. We have to find out that. We have to extricate that faith from our own existence. And it's very easy, you know, to cultivate the faith. If you go to India, you know, the people are just staying under a tree or in a very humble hut, you know. But even then, they are satisfied, thinking that whatever our luck was, whatever our quota was, Lord has provided us. The other day, we met one girl, she is in Hague, you know, and she just came after 4 months' stay in India. And she moved about all over, you know, very nice places, so many places. And she was telling that she was living in a very big building at one place. And down the side of the building, there were completely pauper people. They were just going, doing the hard labor during the day. Then in the evening, they will come with some wood or charcoal or something. They cook their food, eat in open, and then perform bhajan and sleep. Again next day go and do the hard work. Again the same thing is repeated. Very happy people, you know. With all the complications which we have created ourselves, we must have this washing machine and we must have this machine and that machine. Somebody, I told yesterday that we had been to Brussels, you know, and that gentleman served us a very nice spaghetti. Yeah, very nice spaghetti, but it was very long. It was very difficult to wind it. You can't put it in the mouth. It was very good, but can't even go away. So he gave us the fork, and the battery was fitted in the fork. And zzzz, it will go on, they wind the whole thing. I told him that the batteries come here. Now next step is, it will go into your tongue, under the tongue. You will have a battery. No need of chewing. These batteries, I don't know where they will go. There is non-stop battery consciousness. And if you are a conscious battery, see Krishna, I am chanting since last month. And then within a month he wants Krishna to come him and serve him. Because he wants to become Krishna. And till you want to become Krishna, Krishna will disappear. He says, I am Krishna, you can't be Krishna. So there will be fight in between Lord and you. And then finished. And then we just freak out and go, there is no Krishna. And he says, it's all right, don't believe, go. And this is how we miss him. We come near him. And because we don't know how to approach him, we become Krishna. And then, oh, I want to experience an ecstasy, he says. Then we tell Prabhu, raise your hands. So he will put on the hands, you know. And come on, chant now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. He says he is doing since last month. Daily he raises hands and nothing comes. These things cannot be bought, you know, and cannot be taught. They cannot be bought. You can't go to the market and buy this ecstasy, or it cannot be taught. It must come from within. And there is one condition, that if the Lord is merciful, He will give you this ecstasy. And you have to wait till He is merciful. And till that time, there is nothing with the Lord, but everything is wrong with you. That we should be clear about. And that is what Srila Prabhupada is insisting. That please go to the people and remind them about these facts. And once you are successful to remind them these facts, then you will be successful. Somehow or the other, we have to give them this faith. And before you can give the faith, you must have faith. Unless you have £1,000,000, you cannot donate £1,000. If you have £1,000, you will cling to your thousand. You can't donate the whole thing. You may donate £1 if you have £1,000. So you have to have plenty of faith, only faith and nothing else. And then only there is some chance that you will be elevated. Otherwise, don't dream. These are the different stages. Scriptural evidence, pramanahi, tat sadacharahi, theistic conduct with faith, and then practice, abhyasahi, nirantaram, and daily you have to practice. It's a very difficult job in that way. In a way it is very easy, but in a way it is very difficult. So please be serious and try to create some faith. You know, I can give you a nice practical story, you know, so that you remember what faith is. Yes, it was Narad Muni, you know. Yes. Yes. One day, Narad Muni, you know, he was going to Goloka Vrindavan. So he was on this planet, you know, Muthiloka. So he went on, he was just starting to go to Goloka Vrindavan. And he saw one Brahmana, you know. So when he saw Brahmana, that Brahmana was very well versed in all the scriptures, you know. He knew all the Vedas. And have you been to Tirupati any time? Tirupati? No? But then, what are you doing here since last 10 years? He leaves his egg in Antwerp. He loves egg, you know, because it is below the sea level. So he, when he wants to dip into the sea, he goes to egg. Phew, that egg is the other name for the hell. You are just tired in 15 days, you know. Just 2 weeks. Completely worn out. This egg. Anyway, so that Brahmana, as I told you, was very well versed. I mean to say that if you go to Tirupati, you know, over the hills there is a Balaji temple, and therein two or three Brahmanas, they continuously recite these Vedas. You know, they have different rhythm, you know. But it doesn't mean anything. They don't have any devotion. It is just a mechanical repetition. If you go to Tirupati, try to record that and keep the specimen with you there, how the mechanic repetition goes. Anyway, this Brahmana was very learned, you know, and very proud because of learning, you know, because Janmashwari Shruta Sri V, you know, Kunti has very nicely said that we are proud of 4 things. Janma, our birth. You know, we are very proud of our birth. We don't know who our father is. Even then we are very proud of the birth. You know, we are so very low grade, and even then we are proud. And no doubt these royals particularly, those who are born in the royal family, so called, they are very proud of their royal birth, because they get so many facilities, you know. Because we are royal, we have got this, we got that. But Yamraj doesn't recognize royal or not royal. He takes everybody. And then he doesn't give a special seat to the royal. Royal has also to suffer. But these are all human-made differences. And because of this, we are very proud. Janma, then Shruta, learned. If we are learned, we are proud. Aishwarya, opulence. If we are rich, we are proud. Plenty of it there here, diamond merchants, you know. Nobody comes here, because they are not allowed. Krishna wants them to give out, because till they are proud of their riches, they cannot see Krishna. Yeah, there is opulence, and Shri B, beauty. And if you have a beautiful body, then even then you are proud. These are the 4 places where we are proud, you know. So this Brahmana had a learned education, you know. So he was very proud. He says, I know everything, Upanishads 108, and Puranas 18, and then Srimad Bhagavatam thoroughly well, and Chandritar Charita and Charita Amrut is in my pocket. So he was very proud, you know. So Narad Muni went to him, and he said, Maharaj, I am just going to go to see Krishna. Have you any message to give? And the Brahman was very happy, you know. He said, are you going to your Krishna? Your Krishna. See the way he was talking. Just ask your Krishna, when am I going to liberate it? To be liberated, you know. And tell me when you come back what your Krishna says to you. Because he was very sure that he will be liberated because of this education and Vedas and Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam and everything. Alright? You understand? Jai. If you understand, everybody understands. Oh, I like him, you know. It's very sincere. But rask. Anyway, one good quality and one bad quality. So it doesn't matter. But soon the raskaldom has got to go. Has got to go. Has got to go. Anyway, so that Brahmana was very sure that he is going to be liberated, you know. So Narada Muni said, all right Maharaj, I'll just convey your message to Krishna and then tell you again what happens here. Then he was walking. So there was one humble cobbler, you know, cobbler. He stitches the shoes, mends the shoes, you know. It's not like here, that he has a very nice comfortable shop or machine to work out. No, just hand tools, you know. And he was sitting under the tree. In India, they sit under the tree and mend the shoes, you know. You pay them 1 rupee and the whole shoe will be new. So, he was very humble, you know. So Narad Muni was just walking and he said to him also, that cobbler, I am going to Krishna. So would you like to give some message? Oh, he said, you are going to my Lord? Yeah, and just see how easy he said, and then he was very scared to ask anything. But then slowly he told that, you are going to Krishna, but just please ask, is there any chance that I will be liberated this time? And if you could give me the message, what he tells you. Because he was very scared to ask, because he was not performing any devotion service or doing this or doing that, you know. But he was very humble and he was doing his job very nicely. And Sve Sve Karmana Biratara, you know, through his job, he was worshipping. So, Karmana Tam Abhyarcha, you know, by karma. Karmana, by your karmas, Tam Abhyarcha, we worship the Lord. And that is the art of living, you know. We should not leave our prescribed duties, but we should worship the Lord through our prescribed duties. So he was doing very humble soul, you know. So Narada Muni went and went to see Krishna. He saw Krishna and he said, you have got two messages from Mrityaloka. He said, what is it, Narada? So he told that there is a very nice learned Brahmana. He knows all the Vedas and all Upanishads and all Puranas and everything, you know. And he is asking you that when is he going to be liberated? And he has told me to convey your message. So when I go back, I will have to tell him something. He said, Narad, to be very frank with you, he has to take 100 more births. Narad was surprised to hear him. He said, he knows everything he knows, and you tell 100 births, why? He said, Narad, you don't ask me, just hear what I'm telling you. Narad kept quiet. Then Narad said, there was one humble cobbler, you know, he doesn't do anything, he doesn't know anything. Just mend the shoes for the whole day. And he was very humble really to ask you that when is there any chance that he is getting liberated this time? Krishna said, yes, he will be liberated. He said, you are mad, Krishna. He doesn't have kartal in his hand, he has shoes in his hand. Krishna said, of course, then so what? I can't understand you, Lord said. You are really Bhagavan, you know. Narada Muni was really perplexed. He said, the fellow who knows everything, he has to take birth, and this fellow who doesn't know anything, doesn't go anywhere, and he is going to be liberated. What are you talking? He said, are you in your senses? He said, Narada, you will not understand. But you go back and tell them what I am telling you. And then he told them, Krishna told Narada, that go and tell to your Brahmana first and then to Kobler that I was very busy. And they will ask you that in what I was busy. And tell them that I was very busy in trying to pass an elephant through the needle hole. You know, needle. And through that small hole, Lord was very busy to pass the elephant. Narada Muni said, I can't think anything about you, but I'll just tell them what you're telling me. So Narada Muni then eventually came to Mrityaloka back, you know. So the Brahman was waiting, you know. Hey, hey. You know, hi. No. In our India, when they cry, they call hi. And yeah, when we meet here, I think they're crying. When the lady loses the husband, she cries, hi. This is really a wonderful world, America. So, the fellow was very arrogant, you know. He said, hey, did you see your Krishna? Narada Muni said, yes. So what is his message? He said, Lord was very busy. So what was he doing? He was trying to pass the elephant through the needle hole. He's a mad person. How can he do that? Even a small child knows that elephant is so big and the needle hole is so small. How can he do that? For the whole of lifetime he tries, we will not be able to do. And eventually he die and finish the job. Narada Muni thought, he is real rascal, you know, he doesn't have any faith in the Lord. So Krishna was correct that he has to take 100 births more in order to cultivate the faith. Then he went to Kobler and he said, Kobler was very pleased to see Narada back, you know. At least he thought that he has seen Bhagavan, he has seen Krishna, so he is really pujya, he is really worshipable for us. Because those who visit Krishna, they are also worshipable. as we know in India, if you visit pilgrim places, you know, and suppose the whole family goes, then they come back to their village, and the rest of the society will come to pay them respects, because they know that they have gone to the Lord's places, and they are the much more purer than what they were, you know. So elders, young girls, everybody will come and pay you obeisances. You know, if you go to Mathura, Vrindavan, then they revere you, Dwarka, Jagannath Puri. This is the way, you know. So Kobler was very happy, he paid obeisances to Narad, and he says somewhere or the other, I am very lucky to see you because you have seen Lord, and definitely someday I will see, you know. So Narad was pleased, you know. And then slowly he asked, you know, he was very scared to ask, because he thought that is the no, you know, answer is no. So he said, did you ask anything about me to the Lord? Narad said, yes. Then what did he do? He said, you are very busy. Oh, my Lord, he is always busy. And I said, what was he doing? So he said, he was trying to pass the elephant through the needle hole. Oh, he said, how kind my Lord is. Is it anything difficult for him? If he can squeeze the whole banyan tree in a small seed, you know, he was sitting under the tree, and for the whole day the seeds were falling. So he was looking to the seeds, you know, and he said, see this seed, the whole tree is squeezed into this. If you put the seed into the land and water it, then the tree will come out. So if the Lord can squeeze the tree into this small seed, why can he not pass elephant through the needle hole? He will be able to do it. Why? What is difficult for him? He will be able to do it. Then Narad could understand that this fellow has firm faith in the Lord, and he was talking some sense than that arrogant one. And this is the difference between our attitudes. We have to cultivate this type of faith. And when can we cultivate? When we understand the Lord through the pages of scriptures. Otherwise, however hard we try, we will not be able to do it. Hare Krishna. Jai. How nice to be with you. Nice. Prasadam will be best, you know. Hari, what is there going to be there in? Oh, I don't know. He doesn't want to tell. Oh no, I don't want to hear from you. As soon as you utter, there will be water into it. Anyway, have you any comments or doubts or questions, you know? Yes, Mata. No. Yes. Yeah. There was a question, same question, in Den Haag, you know, last week. And that man, he is doing this instructing, you know, driving instructor, you know. His job is to train the people, and he gets some nice money, you know, for training. So how can I do? I don't see Krishna in it. How can I? Then I told him that we have to train our mind to see Krishna in everywhere, you know. You know that verse? Bhugnam Janmanamante? What is it? Come on. Stimulate your mind. Or do you require a battery to stimulate? You'll have a ear. In the ear you have one battery which will stimulate the mind. These batteries are going to come into your body if you don't come to scriptures. Then you'll have to buy 100 batteries in order to run your body. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvam iti samatma sudurlabha. Whatever work we are doing doesn't matter, but we should not cheat the person with whom we are doing some business. That is the secret of our success. Very honest man can very nicely have his living, and cheater will end up in prisons. This is the knowledge. If you are, for example, instructing some man to drive nicely, then you have taken Lakshmi from him, you know. You have taken some money from him. So be honest to him and try to do your best to teach him. You know? This is how you should worship through your prescribed duties. There was one potter, what we call in English to him, those who make earthen pots, you know. Earthen pots. Potter, isn't it? Yeah. There was a potter one, Gora. His name was Gora. And we call them, in our language it is known as Kambar. You know? kumar, yes, I mean Hindi, you know. They make pots and these lamps and everything, you know. And in India you see so many. At the outskirts of the town, there will be a small factory, you know, with one wheel going around. No battery, just manpower. He will put the stick into it and move the wheel very fast and make the pots very nicely. Now, I think the batteries will go there also. And the more we are battery conscious, we lose our existence. Because we don't depend upon our own things. So, this way, he got liberated through his pots. Because he will not sell any pot with a hole into it to anybody, thinking that, oh, what he knows, I can earn money, you know. No, that is not worship, that is not puja. But you give them the best. You are taking Lakshmi from them, so don't cheat them. Anyhow, whether you cheat or not, whether you get Lakshmi or not, you are not going to carry with you anything. These material things are not going to come with you. We don't have to do with these material things. Only to a minimum extent we require for our survival and for our family maintenance. That is enough. And then we should be Krishna conscious all the time throughout our duty. And that is how we should see the other party. And we should always see through their eyes, not our eyes. We see through our eyes, and so we want to extract money from them. Whatever duty you are doing, be honest, and people will be after you, that you are a very good person, and please come to my place and work. And this is a devotee. The devotee does not become lazy in his work. He works very nicely. He performs his duty to the best of his ability, and very sincerely. They are very careful to perform their activities. They don't run away from their activities. They don't run away from their families. They don't leave the wife and children alone and enjoy themselves. No, that is not Krishna consciousness. You may go to the temple, you may change the clothes, and if you behave in this way, you are a pretender, mithyachara. But through your work, you should worship, whatever your work may be. And in your work, you are definitely going to come in touch with the public. So please, when you get in touch with somebody, don't think that he is for your exploitation. He is not meant for our exploitation. He is meant to be helped. And that is, so, karmana tam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. Manav, living entities, siddhim vindati, they can become perfect. Sva karmana tam abhyarcha, by our own karmas, we can worship the Lord and attain the perfection. There is no need of running from it. And that way, the society becomes pure, the activities become very pure, everybody becomes very satisfied, and you are progressing. This way we should try to ingrain that attitude in our whole existence. Very well.
Question about the Vata Sampradaya. Our society, is that only we based on to create teachers, or is it also the duty of our society to also create the Vata Sampradaya?
Yeah, it is Varnashram, whether you create or not, it is created.
For example, like in Ramesh, there is like a society.
Yeah.
Sometimes the idea is there that everybody has to be a brother.
Yes.
They expect everybody to be on the highest level.
Yeah, that's right.
That people come in and maybe they don't want to function on the highest level.
Yeah.
Be a part of the...
Yeah, I understood. Yeah, that's right, yes. See, Radha Desh is not a society. Do you follow me? Radha Desh is a community. There is a difference between society and a community. And that community has a definite function to do. Therein, we dissipate the knowledge. We are staying in Golok Vrindavan, and we are broadcasting the glories of the Lord in Radha Desh. There is no place for other Varna in Radha Desh. Those who stay must be elevated. Because everybody is a leader. Everybody has to go out and preach. And that's why we are creating Brahmanas, or Vaishnavas, more correctly. Even Brahmanas we don't need. Brahmanas have 9 qualities, you know. What is it? Shama dapa tapa shaucham, kshantirarjam avevacha. Battery, you require what battery? Shama dapa tapa shaucham, kshantirarjam avevacha, jnanam vijnanam astikyam, Brahma Karma Svabhavajam. When are going to get? How many years you are coming? How many a day? How many years now? Huh? Only he is busy painting his own place, you know. Is it a palace now? Yesterday you could have looked at him, he was in a Shudra dress. Anyway, that has got to be done. But same time this has got to be done. We are Brahmanas, you know. So these nine qualities we have to cultivate. Shama, Shant, you know, peaceful. Dama, controlled. Tapa, very austere. You know, yesterday our Prabhu gave us watery khichdi. We are austere. Then nothing. No talking. He gave us khichdi and he doesn't allow us to talk either. That is tapa. Don't talk either. Whatever I give, eat. That's and Prabhu, what to do? Only khichdi is it? I pitied him, you know. He was so very poor. Anyway, so this is a bit of tapa, you know. The shama, dama, tapa. And then shaucham, cleanliness. We are definitely clean inside, outside. And then shanti, we are forgiving. Arjam, we measure. We are very simple, very straightforward in our dealings. Then dhyanam, we obtain the knowledge. Vijnanam, we realize the knowledge and put it into practice. And then astikyam, we are tasting. We believe in the existence of the Lord. In God we trust, you know. Americans write on their coins, in God we trust. And Srila Prabhupada said, because of this sentence, they are rich. Yeah, really, because that is the sentence. In God we trust. At least they trust or not, I don't know. But every coin has got that. Once we were traveling from, we were going to India, and then there went some few Americans there. And I told them that you people are very nice, you know, because on every coin you have that sentence. And they were very pleased. They gave me a few coins. And I multiplied in rupees and I was very happy. So this is a God, in God we trust, you know. So this is Brahmana. But it is not enough for Vaishnava. Vaishnava rises above this and he goes to the Lord and cultivates the devotional service. And once you cultivate the devotional service, these good qualities, they are bound to follow. It is the natural byproduct of the devotional service. In a very nice verse there is in Bhagavatam, it gives you this idea. Come on, who can give? If there is bhakti, all good qualities follow. Come on. Come on, ready? Come on, take out brush from your brain. Come on. No more women. Only Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay? Jai. He doesn't tell, you know. He doesn't open his mouth. He says, come on. No? Yasyasti bhakti hi bhagavati akinjana sarvaihi gunaihi tatra samasate suraha harau abhaktasya kuto mahat gunaha manoratena sati dhavato bhai. Very important verse. This verse is very useful in preaching. I am surprised that you don't know. Anyway, yasyasti bhakti hi, those people who have devotional service, sarvaihi gunaihi, all good, all good qualities, samasate tatra suraha, like demigods, they develop all the good qualities. And then he says, harau abhaktasya, those who are abhakta, those who are non-devotees, from where they are going to get the good qualities? This boy, whatever he may be, but he is attracted to us, some or the other, and he comes to the temple, he helps the temple, he does whatever he can, and even the nuns do his job also. Now this is the way that people are attracted. And once they come in contact with the Lord and the devotees, unknowingly they develop good qualities. Now he will definitely think 100 times before he steps into the pub, because he has seen the other side. The people who don't come here or who don't associate with the devotees, they don't have any idea of what good qualities are and how to develop them. And that is how the society is completely going misdirected. Nobody knows how to develop these good qualities. And then we are trying to develop different good qualities, but we are missing the root. And because we are missing the root, the whole tree is completely dry. And this is known as harau abhaktasya kuto mahat guna. If you are a non-devotee, from where you are going to get a good quality? Then you sit on the chariot of the mind and roam about in the whole of the universe and get lost. This is what is happening. So please, come to our senses. We are already in the atmosphere. Make best of your efforts and try to learn these things. Hare Krishna. Jai. Yes.
samen in elkaar vertrouwen. Dus de gelegenheid die we hebben voor elkaar is natuurlijk. Hoe kunnen we dat dan best combineren? Want we kunnen het toch niet in handen aan worden.
You said that you said that we have to fix our lights on the books and learn the books. He said, even though we live with a woman, he said that it's natural to have affection for the woman. So how can we should also put our affection to our wives? How can we? We're not robots.
We are not
robots. Like, programmed all these bits of books
and don't go to the women. Yeah.
One woman.
The fellow has come to a bit of sense, you know. At least one. Now I'm going to shave your head off. The thing is that we separate our material life from the spiritual life. That is our mistake. Do you follow? We separate our activities from the spiritual instructions. And that is a great mistake. The whole life and the material life, including, should be a worship, as I told you. That cobbler who was mending the shoes, he must have his wife and children. But at the same time, he was very faithful to the Lord. He knew that all in all, he is my Lord. And nothing is impossible for my Lord. You stay with a woman. Who stops you? We allow the marriages. But then, till you get married, you should not touch the woman. And you should get married through the Vedic practices, you know, in front of the Lord, in front of the fire and everything. And then you should be true to it. And then, it's not meant for sense gratification only. That we should be very clear. Our wife, there are two names for the wife in Sanskrit, you know. And wife really is called Dharma Patni. Patni means wife. And Dharma, just in order to carry on the Dharma, you have got the assistance. She makes everything ready and the husband is very much attached to Vishnu. She is meditating on the husband and husband is attached to Vishnu. What we do, that she meditates on us and the husband meditates on wife. That is the wrong step. You should not do like that. Take the assistance and try to devote your life in the scriptures and the temple. And you may have sense gratification, but only when you want to produce a child. Otherwise, don't squander and waste your semen. That is the instruction of the Lord. And if you do that, then that karma, aham asmi, Krishna says, dharma. According to dharma, if you are calm, if you have that sense gratification, then that is I am. But any other way, if you run after the sense gratification, then that is not dharma. That is the way you should look to the wife. Not as a just sex instrument, but the living entity who will try to help the husband to go to Krishna, Vishnu. And wife being the part and parcel of husband, half partner, you know, that's why she will get automatically benefited if you are sincere. So it is your duty, if you are married, you should have to be very sincere, so that your wife gets something from you. You know, that's why we have these insurances and everything. These insurance people, they come and tell you, oh, if you die, your wife will get this. Yes, I will. And then every month we are paying for our death. So if I die, she will get. This is a lunacy. But we do it. We are lunatics. We don't understand these intricacies. What to talk of this? I don't know whether you know, in America there was some program on television before few years, you know, maybe months. There is a company in Los Angeles. Oh God, these people are cheaters, you know. They try to find out anything from your brain. You know? They know that you are attached to your money. Whether you want to die or not, or whether you have to die, you are very much attached to your money. So they have found out a very nice argument. And they have developed a business on that. And there are 5,000 people working in that office. And a silly business, you will think, you know, you see, we being devotees, we can see very clearly. Other people can't see clearly. So what they do, they come to you. For example, you are very old, and you have million of pounds or dollars or whatever it is. And they will put the argument then, that what is the use of giving this money to somebody else? they will just take it and spend it, you know. But we are here to help you. And how? What we do, that as soon as you die, we preserve your body, medicated and put into deep freezes and this and that. And there are big factories to show them, you know, how the deep freezes are there, how the bodies are lying there. And then maybe sometime resurrection, you know. See, there is quite a nice chance that you may come back in the body, if the body is there, you know. And then when you come, your account will be there. So as soon as you are alive, you will have money to spend. Oh. Yes, there is some chance coming back, you know. Oh yes, and my account will be ready. And in which bank? Oh yes, Barclays Bank and this Lloyds Bank. And we will put money under your account. We will only take the interest. And in the interest, we will defreeze your body. And then if you come, and you are bound to come maybe, you know, according to our scriptures, there is a resurrection. So, oh yes, yes, you are very nice. Why to give it to son or somebody, you know? They will just spend it. So it's better that he keep the money. And the fellow gives the whole lot to them, thinking that he is going to come back. And who knows what is happening to the bodies, I don't know. And the whole big company is running on this dream-like thing. There is no limit to our really madness, you know. There is no limit. Because we are not devotees, we are trying to do this. So better to be devotee, simple devotee, and forget about this freezing of the bodies and everything. If there is no money, then there is nothing left. Better use it in Krishna service, forget about it. As it is, they are going to lose you. Our BCC bank, you know, just went bust. In the evening we had maybe 1,000, 10,000 pounds. Next morning we woke up, nothing, all right. And if devotee comes for 10 pounds, don't work, go and find work. Shouts at him for 10 pounds. And he lost 10,000. I says, what to do, bank is gone. And nothing, they are struggling to get few percentage back of their deposits, you know. And even then they are not successful. And this is what is happening, cheating each other, you know, because we are not devotees. So this is the way to organize the life. You are allowed to stay with the woman. But there is no point in getting over-attached. There is no point in getting over-attached. That woman to whom you are attached is also getting old. How long is she going to be young? And then the stage will come when you won't be able to enjoy each other. The age is advancing. And then there is a bickering and this and that. At the age of 60 years, we want to enjoy as if we are 18 years. And then nothing works. And then there are divorces and fights and quarrels. And, you know. In Vedic society, there is no word for divorce, but we have divorce. We call it vanaprastha. Vanaprastha. Yeah. That wife stays there, we are separate with. She comes with us for the pilgrimages or there, and then complete divorce, separation, renunciation, sannyas. This is the way. We don't tell that we are taking divorce, but frankly speaking, we are. Because how long you are going to enjoy the bodies? Your body is getting old, her body is getting old. Her body is a machine, your body is a machine. She has her own modes of nature, you have your own modes of nature. And they clash always. Ignorance clashes to goodness and goodness clashes to passion. This way goes on. How long you are going? Unless you put Krishna, unless your attention is, both of you are diverted to Krishna, you cannot even go on in the family. There is bound to come, the time is bound to come when you have to get separate. And that's why we have so many diverse courts here. You'd marry today and maybe in the afternoon you get divorced. I know the couple. While going to the register office, they quarrel. And then on the steps, they agree that till we sign, we should keep quiet. And then as soon as they sign again, the same thing starts. And by afternoon, they decide that it's no good. Now we are not good to each other. Let us be separate. This is without Krishna and lunacy. You know? This is completely prohibited. If you can organize your life according to these instructions, you are welcome and you will be happy. If you ignore the scriptures, then nasasiddhim avapnuti na sukham na param gatim, no perfection, no sukur, no happiness, and na param gatim. What to talk of spiritual progress? You can't dream anything. So we cannot ignore the scriptures. Everything is allowed according to the instructions. So try to follow these instructions and you will be happy. You will be really happy. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Jai all Christ. Oh,
you said that actually this we can also work in these societies.
No, we can do in our time, in our own time. I mean to say that if you are working, for example, now he is working, or you are also working, it doesn't matter. But somehow or the other, you have developed a nice Krishna consciousness, you know. From your look, I can tell you. I remember to have looked. The way you are doing, I don't know what you are doing, but it's quite nice. You know, the one thing I will tell you, that you go on doing your activities, whatever you can, you help the temple, that is more needed here now than anything else. And then whatever time you can sacrifice, you can go to the streets and distribute books or paintings, or go and preach somewhere, you know, go house to house and collect something for the temple while doing your work. There is no need of disturbing your life, you know, that is what I mean. Because after disturbance, you may come to the temple. Suppose we try to preach you very nicely, you know, that you should leave everything and come to the temple. And you may come, because you always revere us, you know. Whatever we tell, you will do it. But after coming to the temple, if your desires are unfulfilled, then you will repent again. It's very difficult to continue without these different desires to be fulfilled, you know. We want to work. We want to have some Lakshmi. We want to have our own place to stay. We want to organize our own life. And this is completely with the Lord, with the instructions of the Lord. It's not barred. We don't want to disturb the society. The only thing we want is to take out your time, whatever you can afford in the form of the time, or Lakshmi, whatever it is. Try to come to the temple, serve to the best of your ability in whatever time you can. And if you can't, even then, you just sit at home and cultivate this process. Even then it is quite all right. There is no need of disturbing your life. But at the same time, whatever you can do, you do to the best of your ability. And that is the way, Prabhu. And if you can come to the temple and devote your whole life, nothing like that. It's really very good. But then you should be serious to that point. Otherwise you are bound to get frustrated. There are so many devotees, you know. They come to the temple in the beginning and then in the end they are completely frustrated. And they don't know then what to do, then we have to find out the ways to engage them. Otherwise, daily they repent. Daily they repent. So please don't do that. Don't do that. Once you are well fixed, then you can come always. Maybe you marry, you settle yourself, and then you try to find out and come to the temple very nicely. You are welcomed any time if you want to devote. But don't do it immaturely. Thank you.
When a person comes to Radha's community, yeah, for example, like some couple come to Radha's community and they want to develop Krishna consciousness, so he said Radha's community is actually this for preaching for, but then after some time, like 2 or 3 years, they preach very
intensely. Yeah.
But then they figure out actually we don't find this our dharma, because sometimes we are pushing.
Yeah. That is what I am telling.
I know that, you know.
You had been to India? Have you seen India? Yeah, quite a few times you have seen. And everybody is performing his duties, you know. They are married, they are family persons. And at the same time they are Krishna conscious, you know. This is the stage now. Because in the beginning, what Srila Prabhupada did, that he wanted to develop these things. So beginning activities are really a bit different from the activities now. Srila Prabhupada, frankly speaking, was a very practical person. Very practical, on the ground. You know, he just attracted you people. You didn't know anything. So he created the temple community. And everybody was forced to join the temple and stay in the temple. Because you did not have any satsang, you know, good association outside. Now, the things are completely different after 25 years. You have a very nice community now. Because so many devotees are outside,